hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Don't Worry It's Decaf with Kennedy Elin. Today I wanted to talk about skincare confidence and what that means. The other day I was going to shoot content of myself and I sat down, turned the camera on, and I really just wasn't happy with, you know, what I saw in the viewfinder in terms of my skin. I had blackheads, acne scars, huge pores, dark circles, and just so much more. When my skin gets like this, it's a lot easier for me to just turn the camera off or shoot different types of products instead. I tell myself, oh, it's okay, just shoot when your skin is clear, because in my head, clear skin equates to beauty and acceptance, and at the end of the day, we all just want to be accepted in some way, shape, or form. Feeling confident in yourself and battling insecurity is so much easier said than done, but it is important. How can I sit here and try to empower others if I can't even empower myself to take a photo when my skin isn't quote-unquote perfect? So here's my skincare journey. I started wearing makeup when I was in the 8th grade, and I was one of the last girls in middle school to be able to wear makeup. And I remember feeling very, very insecure through 6th and 7th grade that so many other little girls got to wear makeup, but I didn't. I spoke with my parents about it, and then in 8th grade, they, like, finally let me wear makeup. I think that we all had those phases where we figure out how to do our makeup, the trends, what we like, what we don't, and I definitely had my phase of doing that. I think I wore navy blue eyeliner for, like, a year and a half. I went through a phase where I thoroughly enjoyed makeup. I really loved using it, playing around with it for the very first time, and that lasted for about 2 to 3 years. My sophomore year of high school, I was really over makeup in general. However, I continued to wear it because I just felt that I needed to at this point. I wanted to cover every acne scar, current breakout, dark spot. I wanted my skin to look perfect. And I didn't really care how much Maybelline Fit Me concealer and foundation or Revlon Whip Foundation it was going to take. I chased this unattainable goal of perfection, and I was going to have quote-unquote beautiful, clear skin, even if it was a lie and it was just covered by makeup. I never thought that I was ugly or anything like that, but I also was just so aware that I didn't have this perfect skin, and I wanted it so badly. You know, when I was 12 years old, I would just, like, sit in my room and look at the magazines and, you know, the poreless, perfect people and their perfect skin, and I just wanted that more than anything in the entire world. But at the same time, I was also veering away from wearing makeup. 15-year-old Kennedy, you know, going into middle school to high school, 15-year-old Kennedy wasn't confident to not wear makeup to school, so I just caked it on in layers and layers of foundation and, you know, three different types of concealers to get the no makeup, but I'm still wearing makeup look. I didn't do any eye makeup, nor did I want to, but I really struggled when it came to wearing, like, a completely bare face because I was just so insecure with, like, breakouts and imperfections and things like that. During this time, I was also using St. Ives Apricot Scrub, Clean and Clear Astringent, which is basically just straight alcohol on your face, and I was using a little bit of coconut oil as a moisturizer. It was a common theme to use really harsh products on oily skin to diminish all of the oil. It was just a really common thing for people to do in 2011 to, like, around 2013, just to not hydrate their oily skin. The general consensus was that it would make our skin more oily. We know now that this isn't true, but it was very normalized back then, and almost everybody I knew that had oily skin did this. Also, back then, skincare information wasn't as readily available as it is now, so a lot of us really just, you know, didn't know. I took skincare advice from magazines, YouTube beauty gurus, friends, natural Pinterest skincare. TikTok wasn't around, and Instagram had only been around for, I don't even know, like, 2, maybe 3 years at the time, so the information just wasn't as readily available to us, so we used what we could, which, you know, looking back now, it's kind of dangerous, the information that young girls were being told about their skin and things like that. I had no idea what I was doing. I even went as far as using lemon, sea salt, and baking soda on my face because Pinterest told me that it'll lighten all my dark marks. Don't do that. If you're listening to this and think I'm being serious, do not do that. But that's the thing, I would try absolutely anything for clear skin. Fast forward to college, looking back at my college photos, my skin was absolutely, like, I don't want to use the word terrible because it's just not a nice thing to say about yourself, but for lack of a better word, terrible. I didn't even want to deal with it. It was so, like, ugh. I didn't want to deal with it, so I didn't. I didn't look in a lot of mirrors during that time, and during that time, I was also going out a lot at night in dark bars and clubs and things like that. So in my head, I was like, well, it really doesn't matter because not that many people can even see my skin, which even during the day, people aren't really looking at you as much as you think they are. People aren't really analyzing your skin as much as you. People don't care. You're your own worst critic, always. But from drinking and staying up all night, and studying, going to the bars, eating McDonald's at 2 a.m., chugging energy drinks to pull all-nighters, it really just wreaked so much havoc on my skin. And during this time, skincare information was a little bit more readily available, but I was just being irresponsible with it. I bought a $200 Clarisonic Mia that I could not afford because I was under the impression that it would clear my skin. I used it every day with a harsh face scrub because I saw a bunch of beauty YouTube gurus say that they did that. I would go days without even using a skincare routine. I would use BHA, have no actual idea what BHA was. I used it every single day. I never used sunscreen. Like, it was just a whole mess. I think at the end of the day, we have good and bad days. When we're young, there are definitely more bad days than good, but that doesn't mean that in my adulthood I don't have bad days. My entire mindset around my skin completely changed around last September when I became more interested in skincare in general. That's also the time that I created my Instagram account at Kennedy Elin. And having a skincare Instagram has definitely put a lot into perspective for me as far as, you know, normalizing acne and not so perfect skin and which brands you should be purchasing from and which brands, you know, don't care about people who look like me, and the list goes on. Disclaimer, when I say look like me, I mean people of color. Just to be perfectly clear, a lot of brands do cater to my skin tone, but I'm also talking about people that have darker melanin pigments than me, just not to get that confused. So, you know, I talk bare face on my stories on my Instagram account, and I don't wear makeup on a daily basis, especially now. I don't go anywhere, I never leave my house, so I don't wear makeup unless I'm shooting. But just because I don't wear makeup every day, and just because I won't put makeup on to talk on my stories, doesn't mean that I'm comfortable with my skin all the time. When I shoot photos of myself, I will always overanalyze every imperfection, and sometimes I don't even realize that I'm doing it. 10 years later, and sometimes I still feel like I'm projecting those 15-year-old Kennedy insecurities onto my work now, and I'm 25. I always feel really, really terrible about my skin if it's not its best. I feel like there is so much pressure in the Skinstagram world. You have, you know, all of these products and all of this PR. I have a whole bedroom dedicated to skincare and beauty and wellness. So to me, it's kind of like, how is your skin breaking out? You have such privilege when it comes to products and trying out new things, and you have so many opportunities and, you know, opportunities that other people just don't get to have. You can try anything you want at your disposal, and you have, you know, an excess of skincare to try. So how is your skin breaking out? Why are you getting hyperpigmentation? Why do you have dark circles and fine lines? Why is your skin irritated? I always reflect it back to me. I feel like it's my fault, or I'm doing something wrong, and that's why my skin is this way. But obviously, that's not always true. I can be doing absolutely everything right, but skin is fickle and so many things play into it. And it's not just about, you know, being able to try every product at your disposal or you know, minimizing a skincare routine or using a 10-step skincare routine. Like, your skin is so personalized to you, and even then, with it being personalized to you, it can change in a blink of an eye for absolutely, like, any reason. You can't even see it coming sometimes. For some reason in this community, people seem to take advice from people with quote-unquote good skin as opposed to people who are breaking out. And I can definitely see why. If I see someone that has really clear skin, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, I wonder what their skincare routine is. But as far as advice goes, if you've never seen this person, you know, with breakouts or dark circles or whatever your concern is, I'd be very careful with taking advice. There are so many people who were just born with good genes or don't have hormonal issues or only had to deal with teenage acne. Like, there's so many reasons why someone may have clear skin, and that doesn't always mean that they know what they're talking about. So just be very careful. Clear skin does not always mean healthy skin, just as skin with breakouts does not always mean unhealthy skin. Also, just a disclaimer, I'm not saying that people with clear skin, like, don't know what they're talking about at all. I'm just saying I would rather take advice from someone who, you know, kind of knew the struggle and understood the struggle, and, you know, maybe then their skin got cleared. But if I've never seen you without clear skin and you've just, you know, had clear skin your entire life, that's kudos to you. You know, that's awesome. But also, how are you going to tell me about clearing your skin when your skin's always been clear? So just to clarify the difference between the two. I hope that, you know, at the end of the day, I hope that there's a lot of different reasons why you follow me, if you do choose to follow me on my account, not just because of the healthiness or not so healthiness that my skin may have on that day, that week, that month. When I was a freshman in college, I will never forget this, and I don't know why I remember it so clearly, because it's such a minuscule thing in, like, the grand scheme of things, but I had a friend tell me that whenever she has to do something that she doesn't want to, or something that makes her uncomfortable or anxious, at the end of the day, she knows that she can get right back in her bed. And I took that, you know, in what, 2013 is when I went to college. I took that, and I have used that almost every single day since. And although I, you know, typically use it towards more, like, things that aren't directly related to skincare, it works for skincare too. If you are ever uncomfortable or nervous, or you just really, really don't like the way your skin looks in this moment in time, just know that whoever's gonna see it probably isn't focusing on it as much as you are. And at the end of the day, you get to come home and be in your bed and just relax and be comfortable. And, you know, I don't think it's something that you should, like, always live your life by, like, running away and hiding, but there are definitely days where we need to be kinder to ourselves and, you know, do that, especially now with everything going on in the world. Having, you know, skin that isn't that great on top of it is just the cherry on top of this stupid year, but I digress from that. Also, just a disclaimer, I'm fully aware that, you know, having quote-unquote bad skin is not the same as a coronavirus pandemic or Black Lives Matter, just to clarify that as well. But for the purpose of this podcast and the topic of this podcast, I was just including that. That being said, when my skin isn't doing its best, there are a few things that I do. I remember that my skin is constantly changing, and this definitely helps me the most. If it doesn't look healthy one week, that doesn't mean that it's permanent. Your skin, it turns its cells over, I think, every 21 days or something like that. And, you know, it's constantly changing and ebbing and flowing. There's definitely been weeks where my skin was just chaotic and completely out of control, and I've just felt so down about it, and I just wanted to throw everything at it and try to fix it as quickly as possible, which, you know, that doesn't help. Just a disclaimer, I know that I've added so many disclaimers, but people really love to say mean things in my DMs. So just another disclaimer, these are my own personal insecurities. I've posted stories about this, and I got a lot of backlash from people telling me that I shouldn't be upset, and they had a lot more breakouts and acne, and that my skin is fairly clear, etc. I don't suffer from severe acne, nor have I ever said that I've suffered from severe acne. That being said, the area where most of my acne is on my jawline and chin area, which isn't always noticeable, like, through a camera, like, on my phone screen if I'm talking in stories and things like that, especially depending on how my head is tilted and depending on how close I'm sitting to a light source. So just because you see me on my phone in an area where acne isn't, like, super visible, like if it was on my forehead or something like that, doesn't mean that I don't have my own insecurities with it or that I have it in general. It doesn't mean that I'm not aware of the breakouts, and it doesn't mean that I don't get upset. And I think that everybody is on their own journey, and I definitely think that that should be respected. Take this time to be nicer to yourself and kinder to yourself. You know, we're still in the middle of a freaking pandemic, and the world as we knew it is just so, so different, and that can add a lot of stress. And I know saying be kinder to yourself is a lot easier said than done, but to do this, I just treat myself how I would treat my best friend. I would never talk to her and tell her some of the things that I've told myself. I would never bash her skin the way that I've bashed my own. And, you know, I would never look at her the way that I have looked at myself. So I think when you look at it like that and try to treat yourself how you would treat your best friend, it really does put into perspective how hard we are on ourselves and how, you know, demanding we are. I'm very demanding to my own skin. I want it to behave a certain way. I want it to look a certain way. And sometimes you just have to take a step back and realize that sometimes that's not attainable, and that's okay. At the end of the day, please know that you are so much more than your skin. You are your humor, the way your eyes light up when you talk about something that you're passionate about. You are the way that you treat other people. You're the way that the creativity flows from your mind into this world. You are somebody's everything, and you are so much more than the lines, redness, and bumps that are on your face. Please never forget that. If you are still here, thank you so, so much for listening. You are loved, and I hope that you have an amazing day.